The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
In today's shir, we're going to discuss the halacha of Simchas Yom Tov. Min haTorah is a mitzvah of being sameach on Yom Tov, rejoicing on Yom Tov, v'samachto v'chagecho. What exactly is the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, and how is one mekayem this mitzvah nowadays? So the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph says, "Tana Rabbanan, Chai Rabbanan v'sameach bonon v'bnei beisei beregel." A person is mechuyev to be v'sameach not only himself but also his children and the people who are living in his home. How are you mesameach the other members of the family? So the Tanakhama says, "V'yayin." Rabbi Yehuda says, "Anoshim b'roi lahem, v'anoshim b'roi lahem." Each person according to what is suitable for him. Men, the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov with wine. Women, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda says, the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is with new clothes. So. There is a machlokes rishonim. What is the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov? Well, as regards to women, is there a mitzvah the women themselves are mechuyev in the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov just like men, or do we say the mitzvah of Seishas Man Groma, and the mitzvah for women is that the man has a mitzvah to be mesameach the bnei beiso, but not that the women themselves have a mitzvah? And anyway, that's a separate machlokes. We're not going to go into that at the moment. Now, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says, "Bizman shebeit hamikdash kayim ein simcha ela b'basar." When there is a beit hamikdash, the simcha of Yom Tov is only with eating meat. Shenemar zovachtos shlomim v'ochaltos shom v'somachtos lifnei Hashem Elokecha. We learn from the pasuk in Devarim daf Perek Kaf Zayin that the mitzvah of simcha is by eating a korban shlomim. This is what Chazal calls shalmei simcha. There's a mitzvah on Yom Tov to bring a korban shlomim to the Beis HaMikdash, and korban shlomim is eaten by the person who brings it and his family, and that is a mitzvah of simcha's Yom Tov. That obviously only applies when there is a Beis HaMikdash. Says Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir of Achshav Shehim Beis HaMikdash Kaim. Nowadays, when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we know that Rabbi Maseira lived during this month of the Beis HaMikdash as well. Gemara, right at the beginning of Pesachim, tells us about the story of the Goy who went up to the Beis HaMikdash and ate Korban Pesach and came to Rabbi Maseira afterwards to tell him. But Rabbi Maseira apparently lived through the Korban, because he says that nowadays, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, ein simcha ela b'yayin, shenemar v'yayin esamach levav enosh. So our Gemara implies that nowadays there is no mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov by eating basar, because the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov is to eat basar shlomim. Nowadays we don't have a Beit HaMikdash, so there is no korban shlomim. So the mitzvah nowadays is to drink wine. So this is our Gemara. Now the Rambam Hilchos Yom Tov Perek Vav Halacha Yud Zayin Halacha Yud Ches says that Shiva Shimei Pesach Shemini Shemei Chag on Yom Tov there's a mitzvah of simcha. It's also the hesped of a time. It's a person supposed to be sameach v'toiv leiv. Who veishtu v'bonav v'bnei beisav v'chulam nildim v'elav shenema v'samachta v'chagech etc. Says the Rambam, "Afal pi shehasimcha amura kan hikar min shlomim, yeish b'chlal is a simcha l'tzmach hu v'bonav v'bnei beisav kolecha karoi loy." Although the mitzvah here is to bring a korban and shlomim, there is a mitzvah. Bechlal this mitzvah of simcha, the mitzvah of each one of the family members being the sameach in the way which is suitable for him. Ketzad, the children, you give them kloyim ve'gozim, nuts and other treats. Noshim, you buy them new clothes and ornaments, jewelry, each person according to his financial ability. And men, though anoshim oichlin bosom v'shoshim yayin, she'ein simcha ela b'bosom v'ein simcha ela v'yayin. Men are supposed to eat meat and drink wine. Ask the Beis Yosef in Arachayim Simon Tovkuf Kachtes that according to our Gemara Lecheren, nowadays there is no mitzvah to eat meat. Our Gemara says the mitzvah of eating meat is to eat a korban shlomim. If we don't have a korban shlomim, nowadays ain't simcha ela b'yayin. The Rambam implies not like that. The Rambam says although the mitzvah is to eat korban shlomim, each person should do what he finds mesameach with men, with meat and wine, implying even if you don't have a korban shlomim, there's a mitzvah to eat meat on Yom Tov, and without your mekayem the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov together with wine. Our Gemara surely only says that the mitzvah nowadays is only to drink wine. So Rabbi Arshal in his Yom Shoshlim in Mesechus Beitza Perik Beisim in Hay comes to answer this question of the Beis Yosef, and he says that I understand that Rabbi Meir wasn't saying that there's no mitzvah to eat meat. Of course, the ikar mitzvah is to eat Basar Shlomim. That's the main mitzvah, as the Gemara points out, as learned from the Gezeirus HaKosuv, that there's a mitzvah to eat Basar Shlomim, and that would give Mukam the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. Nowadays, we don't have that mitzvah. But in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, that would be sufficient as the Yom Shoshlim, and they wouldn't need to drink wine. Perhaps they drank wine for Kiddush, presumably. Perhaps they drank a little bit during the meal, but surely the wine was diluted. They didn't drink the wine itself because of the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. Nowadays, we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, and therefore we have to supplement our meat with drinking wine as well. Says the Yamsha, says the Marshal, if you, the only way to become the mitzvah nowadays properly is to drink wine and to forget one's troubles and to be sameach and boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he will be, he will redeem us from the Golos, and even though we are in Golos at the moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not forgotten us, and that is a mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov through wine. So what is the Mashal trying to say here? The implication here is that he understands that although the May Ikar mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is with a bottle of shlomim, nowadays, when the Ben Masorim wasn't saying there is no mitzvah except the wine. Nowadays, there's also a mitzvah of bosa, because they ain't simchel of a bosa. But nonetheless, you have to drink wine as well, because of the matzah of the golos, so we don't have the simcha that we have when there was a Beit HaMikdash. So that's what the Ben Masorim wants. He wasn't saying there's no mitzvah to eat bosa, because there's mitzvah to eat bosa full in as well. But also to drink with it wine, because we don't have the Beit HaMikdash, and we need the wine to be the Sameachas. So according to the Yom Shoshlim, what the Rambam is saying is that in this Man Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is to eat Kol Mishlomim. Nowadays, the mitzvah is to eat Bosa together with wine, even though it's not Bosa Shlomim, but to eat Bosa together with wine, together they make up the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. The Magen Avraham and Simon Reish, Men Tess, you've got involved, quotes the Oilat Shabbat for saying that nowadays there's no mitzvah of Simcha of eating Basar Yom Tov because there's no Beis HaMikdash lechere lali like our Gemara. The Magen Avraham says v'lo iyen b'Sanhedrin daf ayin, that the Oilat Shabbos didn't note the Gemara in Sanhedrin daf ayin. What does the Gemara there say? The Gemara there discusses the issur of eating meat on Erev Tisha B'Av. Nowadays we don't eat meat and wine Ashkenazim certainly from the Shchedish Av. But Me'ikar adin, the Gezeirah Chazal was not to eat meat or drink wine on Erev Tisha B'Av itself. Says the Gemara, someone who eats meat which has been salted so it's not so fresh anymore is not over this issur. How old does the meat have to be that it's permissible to eat it me'ikar adin on Erev Tisha B'Av? Says the Gemara, anything which has passed at least 2 days, because the halacha of eating a shlamim is that what Islam has to be eaten within 2 days and one night in between, but then it has to be eaten. And the Torah tells us, there's a vachto shlomim v'chalto shom v'samachto, says Rashi. And we learn from shlomim that someone who eats a kol shlomim is simcha. So we see that someone who eats fresh meat within 2 days and one night in between, the time and period that is one allowed to eat a kol shlomim, that provides a certain simcha. And therefore, if one eats meat which is fresh within 2 days, then it's forbidden to eat that meat maker as in on Erev Tisha B'Av. However, once the 2 days have gone past, even though the meat is salted, so it hasn't gone off, but it's not got the same freshness that it has, says Rashi, it doesn't give the same simcha, in which case be'ikar adin, it's not forbidden to eat on Erev Tisha B'Av. As we say, nowadays we are not even from Rosh Chodesh, not to eat any meat whatsoever, but the Gemara is going according to the ikar takanas chazal, about Erev Tisha B'Av. What does the Magen Avraham mean with this reference? He means to say, you see clearly from the Gemara with Rashi, that there is a simcha of eating meat, any meat, even nowadays, b'zman ha'chorban, when we're talking about Erev Tisha B'Av, there is a simcha of eating meat, any meat which is as fresh as a korban shlomim would have been. In other words, if it's within 2 days of being shechted, it gives a certain simcha, even if it's not a korban shlomim. So therefore, the Magen Avraham is asking from our Gemara in Sanhedrin on the Eilat Shabbos, which says that nowadays there is no mitzvah of simcha on Yom Tov of eating bosa because we don't have a shlomim. It's clear for the Gemara in Sanhedrin that there's a simcha with bosa even if it's not shlomim, it is a chulim. After Machshav Shekel, I'm quoting the Chemed Moshe, And what is the Mogen Avraham going to do with our Gemara? Our Gemara clearly says that nowadays there is no mitzvah of eating meat because there is no korban shlamim. The Gemara says nowadays in the middle of Ben Maseri said the mitzvah is to drink wine. Answers the Machshavah Shekel, according to the Marashol, we said earlier, it's not difficult for our Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseri didn't mean to say there's no mitzvah of eating meat. There is a mitzvah of eating meat even nowadays on Yom Tov, because it does give a certain amount of simcha. But the simcha is not complete because of the korban. This man based on Mikdash eating korban shlomim would create a complete simcha. Nowadays, because we are in Golus, eating meat does not give the same simcha. And therefore we have to supplement it by drinking wine as well. That's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseri meant. That doesn't mean to say that there is no mitzvah whatsoever to eat meat on Yom Tov. There's a mitzvah to eat meat on Yom Tov even nowadays, as the Rambam says. But you have to drink wine with it as well in order to create a complete matzav of simcha even nowadays. The Ran, in the beginning of the fourth parak of Sukkah, takes this a little further. The Ran says, although the mitzvah is, the main mitzvah of simcha on Yom Tov is to eat a korban shlamim, nonetheless, you can be makayim the mitzvah with simcha, of simcha with bosa chulin as well, ubesham in the ismochos, all the other types of simcha. Shelo omru ein simcha ele bosa ele a mitzvah min a muvchor av a loyla akik. It's only the choicest way of doing the mitzvah is to eat bosa, but it's not the yevet ma'akik. So the Ran is saying you can actually makayim the mitzvah lechatchila with a korban shlomim. Or with any type of bosa. But the other, anything which is Mesameach, you can also be Mekayim the Mitzvah. The Shagas Arya too, in the Samachay, goes along the same path, and he says that any type of activity or food which creates a Matzah of Simcha, a Yetzim in a Torah, the Mitzvah of Simcha. And he proves this from a Halacha in Hilchos Avedos. The Goyim and the Rif, and those who follow them, hold that the that Avedos, on the first day of Avedos, is actually a Mitzvah in a Torah. Nonetheless, they pass in the Moed Kof and Dav Yudav Avah on the base, that Avedus there's no mitzvah of Avedus on Yom Tov. And the reason is, because on Yom Tov there's a mitzvah of Simcha, and the mitzvah of Simcha of Yom Tov pushes aside the mitzvah of Asay of Avedus of the Yochid. Although they're both mitzvahs of Asay, nonetheless, the mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov is a mitzvah of Asay, the Rabin, it applies to everybody, and therefore it's more powerful, so to speak, mitzvah, and therefore pushes aside the mitzvah of Asay of Avedus of the Yochid. Now, says the Shagas Arya, if nowadays there is no mitzvah of Simcha Yom Tov, it only applies by eating a korban shlomim, which we don't have nowadays, then how can it push aside the mitzvah of Avedus? It's clear from the Rif and those who follow his shita that even nowadays there is a mitzvah enough to be mesamech, even though we don't have a korban. Says the Shagas Arya, the mitzvahs are saying nowadays is to be mesamech in any way that you can. And therefore, to summarize, we've had a number of Poskim, which hold that there's a mitzvah nowadays at least to eat meat and drink wine, and possibly according to the Ran Shagas Arya, in any way which you're mitzameth yourself in Mokam, the mitzvah deraisa. However, it's important to know there is a Tosfos in Moed Kof and Dav Yudav and Lamed Beis, which says not like this. And Tosfos says that since nowadays we don't have Korban Shlomim, we cannot be Mokam, the mitzvah deraisa of Simchas Yom Tov. And therefore nowadays the whole mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is only mitzvah Rabbonon. According to this Tosfos, the holy interpretation of Akamor, the Ben Sever would be that he says that the Ikka mitzvah is eating a korban shlomim. Nowadays, with manjei mitzvah mikdash, ain't simcha l'biyayin. That means with the rabbanon, because there's no other way to milkayim it. The rabbanon masakin, you milkayim the mitzvah, mid rabbanon at least, with yayin. The Mogen Avraham, in Simon Tov Reish Tzadi Vos, you've got in Tes Vos, says, although there's a mitzvah of Simchon Yom Tov, there's no chiyuv to eat meat nowadays because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and he quotes our Gemara. And this is very odd, because the Mogen Avraham himself has said, as we pointed out earlier, in Simon Reish Mem Tes, you've got in Vos, that he disagreed with the Ohel Shabbos, and he says there is a mitzvah lechero to eat meat even nowadays on Yom Tov. And indeed, the Mogen Avraham in the third place, in Simon Tov Reish, and Tovkuf Kaftes, Siv Cotton Gimel, also says before there's a mitzvah to eat Basar on Yom Tov nowadays. So in two places, at least the Mogen Avraham says before that there is a mitzvah to eat meat nowadays on Yom Tov. In one place he implies that there is no mitzvah to eat meat nowadays on Yom Tov. Some Achronim want to say that along the lines of what we said, Lechatchila, the best way to do the mitzvah is to eat meat. But you also enter the mitzvah even without meat. Perhaps that's what the Mogen Avraham meant, in order not to make mitzvah stira. Parenthetically, there's a tshuva from the Yechavas Das from Ravad Yosef in Chelik Vav Simul Lam Gimel, who Kedarku Bakodesh thoroughly to go through all the marimakomos on this inyan, and he discusses, in addition to that, what would be with regard to chicken, which is not a bosa behemoth, but it's bosa oif. Are you yotze the mitzvah simchas yom tov with bosa oif? Well, there's a Gemara in Chagiga daf ches on the base at the beginning, and then the Gemara has come out in the furish that there is no mitzvah of simchas yom tov when you eat chicken. The Gemara says that bosa oif, you're not yotze the mitzvah. The Rambam in Beis Hillel's Chagiga Halacha Yud brings this Gemara Halacha. It's the type of meat which doesn't give a proper feeling of simcha. Nonetheless, there's Rav Avadia, someone who finds it difficult to eat chicken, or to eat meat, or he's allergic to it, or it's unavailable, or he doesn't trust the hechsher for whatever reason, it's still worthwhile to eat chicken, because there are makuras which indicate that chicken also does a mitzvah simchas yom tov. Indeed, the Gemara in Beis Adav Yudam Beis implies there's a mitzvah simchas yom tov. It talks about shechting chickens. It says one shouldn't hold back from shechting chickens because there's your moneh yourself from simchas yom tov, implies there's a simchas yom tov even with bosa. And there are other makaris for this. There are other gemaras which imply like that as well. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, says Rav Avadia, someone who can't, for whatever reason, eat meat, should that it's worthwhile still eating chicken, because according to many days, you are yotze the mitzvah of achilas bosa on yom tov, simchas yom tov by achilas bosa, even with chicken. And befrat, if you take into account, as we mentioned earlier, that according to the Ran and the Shagat Arya, the mitzvah simchas yom tov is even without meat. In any activity or any food which brings you simcha, there will be a mitzvah of simchas yom tov. The Binyan Shlomo in Hilchos Sukkos Siman Mem Zayin, in the tshuva there, says something very interesting. He understands that the main mitzvah simcha of eating a korban shlomim is because it's a simcha of mitzvah kedusha of eating a korban. And that's why this is the mitzvah simcha. The simcha that one gets from a bottle of shlomim is on the kedusha and the mitzvah of eating a korban. And therefore he says, with there's no korban shlomim, that there was just, if you were to eat bosa of chulin, nowadays there would not be any mitzvah simchas yom tov. But this is very difficult, as Rav Yosef points out there in his tshuva, that we've mentioned that a number of posts will say and imply that even nowadays there's a mitzvah, and it's lav dafke. By me, the mitzvah amufchur is to eat a korban shlomim, but if you can't eat a korban shlomim, there is a mitzvah to eat meat even nowadays. So to summarize, halacha lemaisa, most posts, well, other than the Tosafos in Moed Katan, the consensus of the Rishonim seems to be there is a mitzvah min haTorah nowadays from kind the mitzvah simchas yom tov v'samachta v'chagecha. Bisman beis hamikdash, the main mitzvah is to do it by achilas shlomim. If you haven't got that because there's no beis hamikdash, then according to the Rambam there is a mitzvah of eating even bosa chulin and drinking wine as well, and that provides a mitzvah simchas yom tov. And but yeah, if you are not able to do that, then at least to eat chicken is also worthwhile. The Bir Halacha in Siman Tov Kuf Kaf Tes brings all this down as well, and he says Halacha Lamaisa, with men the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is to eat Bosa Shlomim. He says Mukomokom, nowadays we don't have a mitzvah with Bosa Shlomim. Mitzvah Yesh Gamba Achilas Bosa Kim Shenema Bena Samachta. And he says Halacha Lamaisa, there's a mitzvah nowadays of Yayin, and he adds in, and there's also a mitzvah of eating Bosa Chulin as well. Okay, we'll go with the Mahalach we mentioned before, and the Ikar mitzvah is Bosa Shlomim. If you don't have it, there's still a mitzvah of Bosa Chulin and Yayin as well, to together make up the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. What about someone who doesn't enjoy wine, is allergic to it, or it makes him feel ill? There's a Marshaw in Chiddush Agodas in the Sechus Nedarim, Dach Mem Tes on the base, who says that just like the Gemara says for women, the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov with clothes and not with wine, because women don't normally drink wine and don't enjoy it. Therefore, even for a man, if there's a particular person who doesn't enjoy the wine or it makes him feel ill, then there's no mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov for him to drink wine, and he can the mitzvah in other ways. There is a Prichodosh in Siman Tov Pei Gimel who talks about abakosis. He brings two opinions as to whether yotze the mitzvah of abakosis with yain tzimukim, with raisin wine, which seems to be that it's not proper wine. It is implied in the Prichodosh there that there is no simcha with this type of wine. What would be with the Kabbalah Simcha Shomtan? That's debatable. It's not clear. They're talking about a lot of abakosis. If there's not enough simcha in this type of wine to create a Simcha Shomtan, perhaps not. the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo brings from quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach as a friend of Rafa, is telling someone that he himself actually drank grape juice on Yom Tov and was mekayem with this the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, because he said it was Mesamechim. So at least Shlomo Zalman certainly held that you become the mitzvah Siyas Yayin on Yom Tov with grape juice for someone who enjoys it more than the wine. And certainly, as we mentioned earlier, according to the Ran and the Shem Zaria, anything which brings you Simchas Yom Tov yates the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Let's end off with the famous Rambam, who says that when you eat and drink on Yom Tov, don't forget to give to the Ger, the Yosan, the Amona, and to the poor people. Someone who closes up his house and sits with his wife and his family and the Bnei Beiso and enjoy the meal and the Simchas Yom Tov and eat and drink, but they leave nothing for the, give nothing to the poor people and the downhearted and the downtrodden. That's not a Simchas Yom Mitzvah, says the Rambam. That's a Simchas Kreisei, and that is not a Mitzvah. On the contrary, it's an Aveirah. So Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov, although the Mitzvah the Torah says is to be Mesamech yourself, and Bnei Beiso, the Torah also says, I guess, by Yosef Ba'amono, Hashem Shorech, and there's a mystery to Tzamech, then one shouldn't forget that at all. Finally, it's worth noting the Shlom in Masechet Sukkah in Perek Ne'er Mitzvah, who says that the Torah says, Ach, Asher Ye'ochel L'chol Nefesh, Hu Levado Ye'aseh Lachem. The Shlom is talking about the quote from the Potter, which is talking about the melachos that's mutter to do on Yom Tov, Ochol Nefesh. But the Shlom darshens it with a Jewish vault as well. And he says that every person has two nefoshes. He has a nefesh chiyunis and a nefesh hamaskeles. Every living creature has a nefesh, some type of nefesh, which gives it life. Every creature, every animal, when it's alive, has a nefesh achiyunis. A human being has an additional nefesh, a nefesh amaskeles, a nefesh which gives him seichel. A person is made up of these two nefoshes, and it's important in general that one shall not go to either extreme and concentrate entirely on one to the detriment of the other. Obviously, one shouldn't concentrate on the nefesh behemis and ignore the nefesh amaskelis. But who thinks of the Shlom the other way around? Someone should not abandon the nefesh of behemis and live in isolation, starving himself from food and drink, and concentrate on his nefesh amaskelis. That's also not what the Torah wants. Particularly when it comes to Yom Tov, the Torah wants the person to be mesamech completely in both types of nefesh. And the nefesh ha-behemis and the nefesh ha-maskelis. And therefore there's a mitzvah of Ein Simcha Ela B'Bos of the Yayin on Yom Tov to give the guf its enjoyment, to give simcha to the guf, but to the nefesh ha-behemis, nefesh ha-chiyunis, but at the same time, not to forget the nefesh ha-maskelis, which is as important, if not more important, and the way one mesamech the nefesh ha-maskelis, says the Shlach HaKodesh, is through Shvach Vodor HaKodesh Baruch Hu on every Yom Tov, about the individual nisim that happened on that Yom Tov, and of course to learn Divrei Torah Hilchos Chag B'Chag, then that gives a person an additional simcha to the Mesameach the Nefesh. And that he says in Merumas in the Pasuk, Asher Ye'ochel L'chol Nefesh, that we give sustenance to all Nefoshes, in other words, both types of Nefesh, that should be done on Yom Tov. In other words, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, it should be done in two manners. It should be done Chatzil Hashem v'Chatzil Lachem, which is to be Mesameach the Guf with both of the Yayin, as we've said, but at the same time, not to forget to be Mesameach the Nefesh with Tfilah Shvach v'Hidoy v'Halal Tzokodesh Baruch Hu and Limud Haloch v'Limud Torah on Yom Tov, which is Mesameach the Nefesh. And together, the person will Mesameach himself v'Guf and Nefesh and v'Mekayim v'Hidur the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.